Chapter 1. If Death My Friend and Me Divide. Richard J. Foster. The message on the answering machine is brief, almost cryptic. It is the tone in the voice that catches my attention, bone-weary and sad beyond telling. The situation is more grave than I allowed Becky to share in the email to everyone. From a human perspective, there is no hope. I wanted you to know. The voice is that of Jane Willard. The situation is the stage 4 cancer Dallas is battling, and specifically the latest exploratory surgery to discover the reason he is not able to consume food. With my heart racing, I quickly dial Jane's private number, and wonderfully she picks up. Briefly, Jane fills me in on the doctor's report from the surgery. The news is devastating. The chemo and radiation treatments of the past months have not succeeded. The cancer has grown aggressively and now blocks the intestinal tract. The doctors explained that they have done everything within their powers and have now run out of options. We share quietly, confidentially. We agree that I will come for a final private visit, spending the morning with Dallas, as much as his energy will allow, lunch with Bill and Becky, and the afternoon with Jane. Providentially, I have just enough time between speaking engagements to make the trip. Hurriedly, I gather a few things into a travel bag and call the airline. My mind drifts back to those early days together in 1970. Fresh out of 6 years of graduate work, I was assigned by my denomination to a small church plant in Southern California. On the surface, Woodlake Avenue Friends Church looked like a ragtag group, a kind of marginal failure on the ecclesiastical scoreboards. Looking a little deeper, though, I quickly discovered an astonishing kaleidoscope of human personalities, and prominent among them were Dallas and Jane Willard and their children, John and Becky. Even before I met Dallas, I knew of his reputation as a world-class philosopher. However, in our small fellowship, Dallas was simply the person who led the singing, what we today would call the worship leader, while Jane played the organ. Remember those days? Early on, I was struck by the love and care that Dallas shared with Tony, another member of our fellowship. Tony was a construction worker with little formal education. Tony could not possibly have understood Dallas's work and philosophy, but no matter. A bond of love and fellowship in Christ existed between these two that was quite wonderful to watch. They would gather at Dallas's home once.